Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com. So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And we just wrapped up a great season of The Bachelor. Joey has found love. And today we are going to do a bit of a catch-up episode. We're going to answer some questions that you guys sent in via our Instagram. We're going to answer questions about Joey's season and questions about Bachelor Nation, because there is a lot going on in Bachelor Nation.
There's always a lot going on in Bachelor Nation, it feels like. But yes, we have lots to chat about. And I feel like this is a good time to kind of do just like a catch-up fan questions episode, because we just got back from, I guess, what you could consider a Bachelor Nation event.
Mari and Kenny's wedding.
Yeah, Mari and Kenny's wedding.
Mari and Kenny's, well, not wedding. It was a party for
the wedding. It was like a wedding reception.
A wedding reception, yeah.
Yeah. For those of you that may not know, Mari and Kenny met on the same season of Paradise that Joe and I did. They also got engaged on the beach. And they've had, I guess, what you could consider 4 weddings this year. Because they got married. They had a wedding on Paradise, on the last season of Paradise.
Yeah.
And then they had to get married in the courthouse. Then they had a wedding in Puerto Rico. And then this was their 4th and final wedding event of their year of weddings.
Yeah, but I don't know if you consider the courthouse a wedding, because courthouse is really, you have to do it to make things official. If you get married, if you have a destination wedding outside of the country, everyone needs to do it at the courthouse.
100%. But it's still like a wedding activity.
Sure.
You know, that's the biggest one out of all of them, technically. That's the only one that made them legally married.
That's the only one that counts.
Yeah.
I was going to say something, but I forgot.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It took place in Chicago. I know that they had a small wedding in Puerto Rico, which is where a lot of Mari's family is located, in November. And this was kind of meant to bring together more of their family and friends to celebrate their marriage.
I had a lot of fun.
It was super fun.
I felt like our entire cast of Bachelor in Paradise was there.
Yeah. It's so funny because I feel like everyone went into this weekend knowing like 2 or 3 other people that were going, and was just like, oh, you're here. Oh, you're here. Oh, you're here.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a way bigger group than I expected. But yeah, it was a ton of fun. It was 70 and 80s themed.
I didn't go for either of those.
I had like a bit of an 80s aesthetic. I had feathers on my little black dress. Look, I feel like it was 70, 80s seemed optional.
Yeah.
Was on the invite. So, yeah. But I feel like our outfits worked.
Yeah. My biggest takeaway was I have a bet going with Blake Moynes if I could score a goal on him on the ice. And he, out of 10, he doesn't think that either me and Zach can score on him, but he's never played goal. So
does he think anyone could score on him? That's not like a hockey player.
He's under the assumption that Zach and I don't know how to skate, which is somewhat correct.
You know how to skate.
But I do know how to skate. But he just
He grew up playing hockey.
Yeah.
He's a Canadian boy.
And his point, yeah, he's gonna be better than me, obviously. He played hockey for years.
Yeah.
But I do think I could get one in.
He's also never played goalie.
I know. We all went out after the wedding. It was fun. Mm-hmm. Went to a bar in Chicago. Yeah, everyone just seemed to be in a good mood. Met Ivan's fiance. She was really nice.
Yep. Damar was there with his girlfriend, yeah. Anna and Chris, Abigail and Noah.
How long was Damar on our season of Paradise?
Not very long, I don't think. I think maybe like one or two episodes.
Yeah, that was it.
Because he came down late.
Yeah, he came in with, didn't he come in with?
Dr. Joe? No, Ed. Yes, because didn't they come in and go on like a double date?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
He wasn't there long. I don't know. Yeah, I only think he was there for like an episode or two.
Yeah, because I remember. Yeah.
And then Chris and Anna.
Yep, Chris and Anna. Natasha was there. Clay and Andrew. Gosh, so many people. I was trying to think. Zach. Brendan, Blake, Piper.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it was a good group. It was a big group of people. A lot of people from Clarentatia's season of The Bachelor. A lot of people from season 7 of Bachelor in Paradise.
Any takeaways from the wedding?
Any takeaways? No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. I mean, it was a really good time. We had a lot of fun. We all went out after. Any takeaways for you?
Yeah. I would say nothing. Juicy, nothing crazy really happened.
No, it was all pretty tame and wholesome.
Sure.
Overall.
But yeah, I mean, overall, fun weekend in Chicago.
Yeah, big congrats to Mar and Kenny.
We had a good time.
We had a great time.
Speaking of all things Bachelor, let's get into some fan questions. We have a lot of questions about Joey's season in particular. So let's get into those first, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
You want to ask the first question?
I would love to.
All right.
How do you think Joey did as The Bachelor this season? What's one thing he did great and one thing you think he could have done better?
All right, I'll answer this one first. I, not just saying this, I think Joey might go down as the best Bachelor of all time.
He's definitely up there in like the Hall of Fame, Mount Rushmore of Bachelors. He was like scary good at it.
Yeah, I don't think he could have done anything different. Like, I feel like you could kind of like, you could get a good temperature when all the women have nothing but really nice things to say about him. Like, no one has talked shit about him. I don't think anyone's talked shit about him on social media. Like, I felt like he handled every conversation so well. You could just tell he's just very, you know, emotionally mature. And yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he's genuinely someone that's a very good listener. And I feel like he's incredibly empathetic, an empath, if you will. And I thought he did a really good job. He was a good fit for the role. It's hard to say like what I think he could have done differently, because like I would say that I wish we saw him open up and be vulnerable about his life and experiences with the women more. But I know for a fact that like he was doing that and we just weren't able to see it because the women had so many stories to share. I think maybe he could have broken up with Daisy on that last date. He kind of basically did, just didn't realize he was doing it.
It was a soft launch
breakup, which is funny because I think he didn't expect her to pick up on it as much as she did.
I don't know how. I mean, we picked up on it immediately when we were watching.
Oh, yeah. We were like, it's game over for this relationship.
I guess he could have did that differently. I feel bad for the next Bachelor. Because
even the next Bachelorette, but especially the next Bachelor.
The next Bachelor, they need to get like a Bob Guinea type of
personality. Like someone very different.
Yeah.
I agree. Because as much as, like truly, like we're reaching at this point to try to find something we could say that Joey could have done differently.
Yeah.
Like he really did such a good job. And it's also just, I always feel kind of icky criticizing the lead or like looking for reasons to criticize them because it's such a hard job in itself. Yeah. And it's like, I'm sure if either one of us did it, we would not do it perfectly by any means. Like it's very difficult, but yeah, I think that they should go in like a completely opposite direction for the next one because it's going to be hard to like compete with Joey.
Well, yeah, if you get someone who does it as well as Joey, then it's going to be boring.
Yeah.
You're most likely going to get someone that's going to try to do it as well as Joey and screw it up somehow and get a ton of hate. So I think if you go with a Bob Guinea personality type that's really just this big personality who's out there and will say anything and kind of do anything, I think it will be very entertaining. And then there won't be that comparison to Joey.
Yeah.
Because it'll be something so new and different. So
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. All right, I'm asking the next question. You ready?
Yep.
Is there anything Joey did this season that surprised you?
That surprised me. Oh my gosh, I'm now like, the finale is just so fresh in my mind. I'm trying to like mentally run back through the season and think about like what happened throughout it.
The biggest surprise was him sending Maria home when he did. I thought Maria was going to Fantasy Suites. So that would be my biggest surprise.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's a good one. I would agree with that. Sorry. I don't know. I mean, I guess that, that probably would have been the big surprise. I also was surprised by the interaction between him and Rhea prior to going into hometowns where she was like trying to send herself home and he was like, all right, hey, are you heading out of here kind of thing? But I wouldn't say there was any like one specific action that I was like, oh my God, I can't believe he did that.
Yeah.
Like he was pretty consistent the whole season. He was pretty like steady the whole time.
I agree. Okay.
Okay, my turn?
Yeah.
Was there a moment during Joey's season before the final episode that made you think Joey would choose Kelsey? I think there was a few moments.
There was a few moments, but I forgot when I was like, I felt Joey liked Kelsey more than he liked everyone else. I don't remember exactly when it was. I want to say it was like, I think it was like even before their first one-on-one.
Really?
Yeah, they had like a conversation. I forgot what it was. It was like episode 2 or 3 where they had a conversation. I was like, oh, he's really into this girl. Remember I said something with like the body language?
You did. I remember that. I think I remember when she said like, I'm falling for you. And he was like, say it again. And then like that was like a cute moment. I was like, oh, he really likes this girl.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I think she's going far. I don't think I was like, oh, it's her until maybe like Fantasy Suites. I feel like that the Fantasy Suite date and then them in the morning like making breakfast together and just the chemistry that they had, I was like, it's got to be them. Like it has got to be Kelsey and Joey at the end
of this. They really reminded me of Charity and Dotton. And I feel like that one was even a little, that was more obvious. Okay, sorry. For our listeners, our dryer is from 1980 in our building, won't switch it out, and it heats up our entire apartment. And Serena runs the laundry while we do the podcast.
Not always, just today.
Okay, my question. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Who do you think was the most shocking elimination from Joey's season?
I think it's got to be Maria.
Yeah. I mean, that's, yeah. I mean.
There's a few girls maybe that went home night one that I was like, whoa, I didn't see that one coming. But
yeah,
night one can only ever be so shocking.
Yeah. And I feel, you know what was kind of shocking? I don't know if it was elimination, but when Lauren, remember Lauren?
Yeah.
She sent herself home. Yeah. I wasn't really expecting that.
That was shocking. I was not expecting her to go home that soon at all.
As far as the final three, it was kind of like none of it seemed shocking. It all made sense by that time.
100%. Even like the week before, I felt like, you know, it was starting to kind of the women were saying like, yeah, we weren't shocked when we got sent home. Like we kind of knew it was our week to go.
I was trying to think like of Jen's elimination, but even that wasn't, it never felt like Jen was going to go further than she did.
Yeah, I think that we could have like, people were very much like it could have gone a couple different ways, but I don't think it was like shocking necessarily.
Yeah.
Most shocking thing for me was Daisy and Kelsey sitting in that van together.
That was the most shocking.
That was the most shocking moment of the season for sure. Yeah. Okay, my question.
Yeah.
Were you surprised when Jen was announced as the Bachelorette? A little bit, yeah.
I was very surprised.
Yeah. I mean, I think
that was actually, since I've been doing this podcast, all the Bachelor Nation podcasts, that might have been the most shocking thing I've seen yet.
Yeah, you were floored.
I couldn't, because I just thought, I was like, I'm pretty sure it's Maria, like 90% sure it's Maria. But also, if it's not Maria, it's got to be Daisy. And yeah. The reason I felt like they were taking so long to announce that it was Maria was because I thought there was potential that they were waiting for the reaction of Daisy going home and potentially making it Daisy. So that it was Jen, I was actually shocked.
Yeah,
and I really liked Jen. I thought she was, out of everyone we've had in our podcast, she just very personable and likable, and I think she's going to make for a great bachelorette, but I did not see that coming.
Yeah, I think that's the general reaction overall. I think there was just so much social media hype around Maria and so many people calling for her to be the bachelorette. And then also, you know, the runner-up or the person with the biggest heartbreak is usually also a big contender for the bachelorette or the bachelor. I think all eyes were kind of on Maria and Daisy. It is funny though, because my mom literally kept being like, I want Jen to be the bachelorette. And I was like, yeah, like I think she'd be great, mom, but like I just don't know if it'll be her. Like it's looking like it'll probably be Maria or Daisy. And she was like, I really hope it's Jen. And when it got announced, she was like, I'm stoked. This is exactly what I wanted to happen. I was like, yeah, mom, you really manifested this for yourself. But I think Jen is going to be great. I think that it's hard because she went home before hometowns. So I feel like a lot of people probably counted her out.
Yeah.
But I think she's going to be a great fit for the lead. I think she's very capable. She's going to be entertaining.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. I think she's a good pick. But I do think that it came as a surprise to us, a huge surprise to you, and a surprise to the audience as well.
Yeah. Oh, shocking. But here we are.
Yeah. Who doesn't love some twists and turns?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Based on what you know of Jen, what do you expect to see from her as the lead? Honestly, I think that there's going to be someone that's really hot on the season. And I think it's potentially going to cause some problems because I feel like Jen loves a hot boy.
Yeah.
I think she loves a hot boy. Yeah,
she's openly said that. She openly said that on our podcast.
Yes.
And
she loves to flirt. I think she said like her problem in the past is she's like gone for someone where it's like looks are a big reason that she's attracted to them.
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting to find out like who the hot boy is that she's like a little like infatuated with,
yeah,
and she's crushing
on. I for sure think that's going to happen.
And it's either going to be like that ends up being the guy that she falls in love with and it's all fine and dandy, or it's going to be drama.
Yeah. The audience is going to be like, don't like him.
Yeah. Or the guys are in the house are going to hate him, but she's going to be like, but he's so hot and we have a great time together.
Yeah. It's coming.
I'm also excited because Noah Erb.
Yeah.
Also known as Noah and Abigail, his twin brother is on this season.
Yeah.
So I'm super, super curious.
And I think they're very different personality.
Noah and his brother?
Yeah.
They are very different. His brother was in the military.
Okay.
And Noah, I feel like, gives like hippie vibes.
Yeah. 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 A little bit.
Yeah. An extreme contrast or an extreme example. But yeah. So, and I think that Jen is his type.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, they could see her with Jen.
Yeah.
See him with Jen, sorry.
We'll see.
So I'm super excited.
Are they filming yet?
Yeah, they're filming.
Wow. So who knows? Maybe they're in love already.
Or maybe he got sent home already.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Questions. Let's move on to questions about Bachelor Nation.
All righty.
You ready?
Yep.
If you had to be stuck on a deserted island with three members of Bachelor Nation, who would you pick and why? I feel like we've answered this multiple
times. I think we have too. Yeah, we've definitely answered this. But I'll answer it again.
Okay.
I know my answer.
Okay.
Okay, one, you, my husband.
Yeah, I hope you would say that.
Yeah. Two, Blake Moynes.
Okay.
Because he's out here surviving in the wilderness all the time.
Yeah.
Three, Noah, because he's a nurse, and if I get injured, he can take care of me.
Okay.
Your turn. And also, like, I can just be a little beach princess if I'm there with three dudes.
Wow. Good for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to say, you know what? If I'm on a deserted island, I'll I'll just drown myself.
Oh my God. That's not the question. Joe's like, I'll just swim out to sea and give up immediately.
Who are there any doctors?
Yeah, Dr. Joe.
Dr. Joe. Okay, yeah. Dr. Joe.
But I think Dr. Joe's an anesthesiologist.
So you can only put me to sleep, which still kind of maybe
is in line with what you're looking for.
Okay. So yeah, I feel like Dr. Joe and I mean, as of right now, I would say Blake Moynes is the nature guy in Bachelor Nation. So if a lion appears, I feel like he could handle that situation better than I could.
Better than most.
And who would I go for my third? So Dr. Joe, Blake.
Are you kidding right now? Are you kidding right now?
Oh, no.
Actually, I don't want to be on the desert island. Don't bring me with you. Leave me out of that shit. Leave me at home.
Yeah, it's actually me doing you a favor by not bringing you. But I would bring you.
All right. Well, that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, unless you really don't want to go.
No, I'll keep you company. Make sure you don't go drown yourself in the ocean.
Thank you. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Okay, if you could have gone on a different season of Bachelor/Bachelorette just for fun based on the cast, which season would you pick?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a hard question.
On the cast.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to like remember. Zach's girls seem like fun and they all seem like they're really close and get along well.
Okay.
And so I like love Charity.
Is that your answer?
I don't know. I don't know my answer. What's your answer?
My answer.
I feel like I know what your answer should be.
What should my answer be?
Claire and Tayshia's season. I feel like you're friends with a lot of those guys.
Yeah, I am friends with a lot of them, but I still don't know.
You know what? Maybe I would choose Joey's season because they traveled to so many good places.
Yeah.
That I feel like I would also want to experience that.
I'm going to say, whose season was Jared on?
Jared was on Caitlin Bristow's season.
I'd probably choose
Ben.
I think I would choose that season.
So was Nick.
Yeah, I think I would choose that season.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I think Tanner was on that season too. Yeah, there's a lot of people on that season.
I like most all those guys.
Okay. Which Bachelor Nation couple do you think is an example of opposites attract? That's hard.
Well, I actually feel like Joey and Kelsey seem to be quite opposite. I mean, I know that's
really in what way?
Newest dance. I mean, newest couple. They just seem very different. They really do. They seem real. Like even interviewing them, I was like, they are very different people.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, she's giving me more like New Orleans, like free spirited, kind of like go with the flow. And Joey, even though I think Joey kind of like gives a little bit of that energy, but he also seems very like type A.
I feel like, yeah, Kelsey like almost brings that out in him, but when he's not with her, I don't see it as much, like that goofiness.
Yeah. And then what about you?
I'm trying to think who else, like from our season. I feel like everyone, like Abigail and Noah, like have similarities and differences. You know what I mean? Like Mari and Kenny are actually quite similar. Becca and Thomas, similarities and differences. Like it's so hard. I don't know. I don't think like opposites really attract. Like I don't know many couples where like they're so different from one another.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that a bad answer? Maybe. We are quite different.
Really? You think so? I think we're kind of similar.
I know. It's so hard. It's like you can find similarities and differences in every relationship. Yeah. I know that's like not really a good answer, but.
No, it's a terrible answer. I mean,
I think if you look at the couples that maybe didn't work out, they're the ones that were really different.
Yeah. Okay. If you had to pick three other Bachelor Nation couples to go out with for a fun night out, who would you pick? Three is a lot.
That's a lot. Let's go two. I would probably do you, me, Abby, Noah, Chris, and Anna, because we just all get along really well, and I feel like it's good vibes.
Sure. I'm going to go with that too.
Okay. Not that there's not other Bachelor Nation couples that we'd want to hang out with, but it's so hard. Like, we're just in Chicago. So that's what's at the forefront of my mind. And I feel like the six of us get along well. We're all kind of in the same stage of life. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. And we had a good time in Chicago.
We had a really good time in Chicago. Okay, last question. What's the best thing about being part of Bachelor Nation?
Crickets. What's the best thing about being part of Bachelor Nation? I think it's just, you know, it's all the love and support from everyone that follows you. And I think that's like a really nice, nice support system to have. That's what I think.
No, I agree. I think we do have to highlight, you know, the hate and the trolls and a lot of the negativity that can come with the fan base. But for the most part, the fan base for Bachelor is so, like, from our experience, like, loving and supportive. And when they come up and they introduce themselves and say hi, and like every interaction for the most part that I've ever had with a fan of the show has been super positive and supportive. And that is really nice. And I also think that the community and support within people that have been on the show and the franchise is a great community to be a part of.
Yeah, it's like everyone I meet that's from the show all ends up being really nice and pretty cool. And it's just like everyone's chill. So
yeah.
It was a great way later on in life to like make new friends and meet new people.
No, truly. Like, it's not... I feel like once you're out of like high school, college, like it does become harder to make new friends as an adult. Like that's just the reality of growing up. And it's like you interact with kind of like the people that you work with and your family and the friends that you've already made. And then being able to like go on a show like this just expands your network so much. And like you see people like living together and going out for dinner, and it just allows you to meet so many more people that you probably never would have met if you weren't on the show.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So last question, bonus question, came in late. Is it hard to keep in touch with friendships that you made on Paradise? I don't know if it's hard because of social media, but it's more challenging to hang out with people that you met on the show that just don't live in the same city as you.
Yeah, it would be the same as like any other long distance friendships. Like it's much easier, I feel like, to keep in touch with people when you can see them regularly, when they live in your city. Whereas like a lot of Bachelor Nation lives across the US in varying places, and a lot of people and our friends do as well. So it's, yeah, it's like it's the same as any other relationship. Like if you put in the work, you can maintain the friendship, and if not, it's easy for them to fizzle out, especially if you don't live in the same place.
Well said.
Thank you.
Well said.
Thank you.
Wow. But the one thing nice about living in New York is a lot of people do come and visit or come here for whatever work opportunities they get. So we do actually get to see a lot of people. And then when there are weddings and stuff, that's always fun.
Like this week, a little reunion.
Yeah, like this week it was cool to just see everyone. And then it's like, man, like also it was a while ago.
No, it was surreal. Like even like I was talking to Ivan at one point and I was like, I don't think I've seen you since we were on the beach in Paradise, which was almost 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
I'm now married to you. He's engaged. Like, it's just crazy. It feels kind of like no time has passed, but like, yeah, it's been 3 years since we filmed the show. So it is crazy, and it is fun to go, yeah, to weddings or any sort of event where like...
Are we going on 4 years, or would this June be four or three?
This June will be our 3 year anniversary of meeting and getting engaged. Because we met in 2021. It's 2024.
Yeah.
Apparently to Joe, it feels a lot longer than 3 years.
Well, sometimes I forget that we got married after a year. But for some reason, I thought it was two.
No, it's confusing because we met, got engaged instantly, and then a year later got married, and then a year later got married again. Yeah. So,
Well, look at us.
Look at us.
Just confused about our own timeline. We still can't figure it out. Well, thank you guys for tuning in and listening to us talk about all the fun stuff. We are going to do more questions for part two.
And be sure to subscribe because we have lots of interviews, exclusive interviews, episodes with us chatting away coming up.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.